From the PCC Studios in Midland, it's The Catwalk, presented by Performance Chemical. Conversations connecting with industry executives, community leaders, nonprofit organizations, and social entrepreneurs.
Well, the clock reads 6:32. That's 32 minutes past 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you just received a push notification on your mobile device that says we are live, this is the Catwalk emanating live from Hoop and Barrel over here on Wadley. Warmest greetings, all you catwalkers. The gang is all here, is present and accounted for. I would be Jay Whitlow. Riding shotgun right there would be Moose Myers.
Hello, everybody. How you guys doing?
And I got Chris Stigall driving the machine over on the controls. We are locked, loaded, and we are aerodynamic and ready to edify you for the next 1 hour. Moose, we are at Hoop and Barrel. I haven't seen a hoop and a barrel here.
You know, I have not either. I can't find a hoop or a barrel, but I found some great drinks, Jay.
There is some great drinks here. That's right. You know, all the cool kids are here tonight. If you look around, there's not a single person here that's not cool.
That's right. We're all cool.
Well, we have some very special guests with us tonight. The first guest that we want to welcome is the guys who put on Hoop and Barrel. So this is Ryan and his lovely wife, Ashton.
Hey, guys. Absolutely. How's it going? Two hoops, so you found that.
So you're a hoop?
Yeah, I'm a hoop. She's a hoop. I was going to say not by choice, but I guess it was her choice. She did say I do, so.
How did that work out?
How did that work out for you?
It's been great so far.
who proposed to who first?
I proposed to her under little to no pressure.
How did y'all meet?
Tinder.
Tinder. That's awesome.
Yep. She's my little Tinderella.
She's your little Tinderella.
Yes, sir.
That's awesome. I mean, I don't want to hear how you met.
No, you don't want to know how I met my wife.
I don't want to know that story. So, Ryan, tell us, how did this place come to be?
Well, to be honest, kind of started as a, we have a mobile bar company called Hops and Bubbles. I've always said I wanted a bar, and then I started a mobile bar and I didn't want a bar. But then we were approached by a good friend of mine, John Vandergriff over at Midland Meat Co. He was a half acre. He was, running this place for a friend of his, Ray, who had Bean and Grape. And he kind of orchestrated the deal. They were both kind of ready to be out and approach us about it. And we thought it was a good opportunity to further our other business and also, you know, just kind of a nice creative outlet.
Yeah.
You know, a day in and day out, as you can see, everything around here is 100% this lady right here.
Yeah.
I mean, she didn't paint this, but she gave the artist the idea. And, she decorated all this and... Yeah, and also having a liquor license through Hoop and Barrel opened a lot of doors for Hops and Bubbles as well.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, no, and just...
the name?
It's fun.
Why the name Hoop and Barrel?
So we rolled a couple of names around. We had Desert Fox. We had, what was some of the other ones?
I don't know.
We had a lot of terrible names.
And I like Desert Fox, but it was just...
I love it. Hoop and Barrel's a great name.
Yeah, my buddy Nate, I've known him since I was five. He's down there at the bar top.
Well, hello, Nate.
Give a shout out to Nate.
Yeah, got to give him a shout out. He was like, well, what about Hoop and Barrel? I was like, I really don't want to name a bar after myself. You know, liabilities.
But
the name was, it was a good name. And Hoopers were named because they put hoops on barrels of whiskey. Yeah. And so it was just it was kind of too perfect not to do. And so, I mean, and I'm talking like, 3 weeks before we actually opened?
You got the name. So
that's awesome. Yeah.
It's kind of like naming that first child, right?
Yeah,
exactly. You can't open the doors until you get a name.
What's the most requested tapas?
Most requested tapas, they used to be the little Bow Wows, which were...
he's a good artist.
Yeah, he is.
He's a good artist.
You still listen to him?
Not anymore.
I heard he bowed out.
He's on your Spotify.
He's a large Bow Wow now.
Yeah.
Fully grown Bow Wow.
Grande Bow Wow.
And so you'll notice, too, a lot of food and drinks on our stuff do have musical puns.
Yeah. That's awesome.
We love music of all kinds, and so we kind of some of it's a little more ham-fisted than others. Some's a little more subtle, but that was a big one. I would say, Mexican cigars.
Oh yeah,
Mexican cigars.
Maybe we could try some of those tonight.
Yeah, sounds great. I love them. Absolutely.
What about the drink?
Mind if we have one?
What's your number one requested drink?
Oh, I think one of our number one would be one of my favorite that we came up with that's really popular is the Way of the Goat. It's a long build on a drink. It has this liqueur called Jumping Goat.
Yeah.
And we added Texas Ranger and some caramel to it.
That's cool.
Really good. And so the first movies Chuck Norris, Walker, Texas Ranger, was in was The Way of the Dragon with Bruce Lee. And so we had to do Way of the Goat.
That's funny. Awesome. That's awesome.
Good trivia question there.
Yeah.
For you. Yeah.
Great.
Now, I noticed
question.
One thing before we, before Moose, you give us a toast.
You bet.
There is something above the bar over there that is one of my favorite shows on Apple TV. It's the word, what is it? What's the word?
Believe.
Believe. And that's from Ted Lasso.
Oh, yeah.
But why is that setting in here?
I mean, obviously, we love the show. It's amazing. I think I loved the show. I don't know if I've resonated more with the character. I mean, I'm not quite as corny.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm in that wheelhouse.
Yeah.
And he is a beautiful example of just modern Stoic philosophy.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's kind of a feeling I want to have at the bar.
You bet.
When everybody's welcome, and it's staff wise, we're all working towards the same goal.
Yeah.
The more money this place makes, the more money they make, the better they do, the better we do.
That's
the more
awesome.
The customers like them, the more the customers want to come back.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's very important to this place. The you know how they perform with the food, and also the understanding that we're going to have bad nights. We're going to have slow nights.
Right.
Just got to believe that what we're doing is worthwhile and just keep showing up every day.
Well one of the reasons why we are here tonight is to celebrate Backyard Midland. It's a great organization
that's
in our community that reaches out and does great work with homeless in our community. So thank you for opening up your bar for us to come in and do the show, but also to raise some money for Backyard Midland. So if you're watching, we would love for you to go to backyardmidland.com. You can make a donation right now. But if you're in the room, we have some things that we would love for you to be a part of. We have a silent auction that's going on to your left in the back of or the front of the rest of the bar. And then we also have some items for, for a raffle. So we'd love for you, those are $5 each. We'd love for you to purchase some of those. And all of our benefits tonight, all money raised is going to go to Backyard Midland. And we're going to hear from Carl, who is executive director of Backyard Midland, a little bit later. But before we do that, why don't you kick us off with a little toast?
You bet. Tonight. I'd love to. Well, Ashton and Ryan, thank you so much for allowing us to be here tonight in your presence. Thank you so much for us, these drinks. So if you guys are in the bar tonight, if you would like to toast with me, raise your glass. Let's toast this couple for the belief they've got in Midland and bringing these drinks in for everyone here and for our benefit. So this is to you all. Thank you so much.
Cheers, guys.
Thank you
all for being here.
Well, Moose. Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it. Moose.
Thank you all so much.
I'm going to give you an opportunity to just fire away on some things, right?
Yeah.
And we are so excited to be here. We do this normally, some other places, another location. One of the things that we want to make sure that people know about us, the Catwalk, is who our title sponsor is, and that is Performance Chemical.
That's right.
It's a great specialty chemical company here in Midland. You are the director of that operation there. Could you tell us a little bit about Performance Chemical, maybe what's going on?
Yeah, I'd love to, Jay. Thank you so much for that. So right now in Performance Chemicals world, we are a specialty chemical company here based in Midland, Texas. We serve a lot of the oil and gas sector for specialized chemical treatments. And currently right now we are looking for people. We're still looking for people. We're a great organization. We have a lot of things moving in the industry as far as a digital platform. We have a great partner with the WellAware Systems, and we're able to integrate on-the-demand, on-the-fly chemical treatment aspects, monitoring 24/7, or as many of the young adults now, they call it 25/8. You can monitor 25/8. So we're able to monitor that and enhance the way that people treat their wells, mm-hmm. whether it's a vertical well, whether it's stimulation on the frac sector, whether it's water treatment, water transfer custody. And we're able to monitor that for efficiencies, for cost savings, and for truancies. And we're looking for partners, and we know we're good at what we do, and we're fixing to move Performance Chemical to the next level, Jay.
Okay, great. Well, you know, one of the things that we started this podcast show to accomplish is to connect people in
That's
Midland.
Right.
Connect those that may not know, just like there's maybe people listening or watching that don't know about Hoop and Barrel. It's a great opportunity. So if you just got a notification on your phone that we're live and you're watching us, you might be in the Roses drive-through line. Just go ahead and get out of that and drive on over here, because there's some great tapas here, some great drinks. We're still going to be here for a little bit longer. We've got a great special guest coming up.
That's right.
But before we do that, I want to give you an opportunity to talk a little bit further, maybe about what's on your mind. And I like to call this the Moose Lounge.
Yeah.
Let me set the stage here. So let's gather close and step inside the Moose Lounge. It's a place where everybody knows your name. It's a venue to unwind. It's a corner spot for the young, for the old. So have a seat on the sofa together and let's savor the soothing vibes of the Moose Lounge.
I love it, Jay. I love it. So, yeah, right now in my world, we have friends and family gathered around here tonight. We have dads in this room. We have wannabe dads in this room. There's so many ways and since we're in a bar tonight, Jay, I'm gonna kick this segment off with a little bit of a dad joke, because
I love dad.
What goes better with alcohol, dads, and a bar? Jokes.
Okay, I'm gonna take your word on that.
So, you may have heard this, but it's one of my all-time favorites, and it goes something like this, Jay. Blind man walks into a bar, goes to the bar, orders a drink, and the bartender says, is this animal a service dog? And he said, it sure is. So he looks at the bartender for a moment, and he pets his dog on the head, and the dog is sitting there, and he looks around, and the blind man receives his drink from the bartender, and finishes his drink, and he takes and he orders another drink from the bartender. And about two sips into that drink, he grabs that dog by the tail, and he swings that dog around his head, and it starts going, woo! And that guy, Why bartender, says, that? What the heck are you doing? He said, man, I was having looking around.
No.
That's an all-time favorite.
Please tell me that's all you got.
It's an all-time favorite. All-time favorite.
It's an all-time favorite.
So that's one of those things. But, you know, speaking of crowds, and speaking of a bar, speaking of a segment we're in tonight, man, look at this crowd we have here gathered tonight, and look at the beautiful people in this room. It's amazing for the ambiance. It's amazing for our sitting.
Yep.
And you know what? We got some guys in here. We got some dads. We got some wannabe dads. Once again, we don't know. We got some relationship going on. And, you know, did you know that relationship has got 12 letters in it?
Relationship has 12 letters? I'm not good at Scrabble or grammar, so
really?
I'm going to take your word for it.
It does. It does.
12 letters.
Yeah, and if you want to ruin your relationship, and you're on your first marriage or second marriage or 14th marriage or your third date, do you know what else has 13 letters in it?
What?
I can't tell you. Ready?
Yeah.
Time for a shot.
Time for a shot.
Of course.
Okay.
It's also got 13
got
letters in it.
Yeah.
So relationships and drinking, they kind of go hand in hand, Jay.
Yeah.
You can have a good relationship, a bad relationship, but sometimes people always want to falter to that, and they want it honest. They want alcohol to be that factor to get over that fear factor to kind of calm that nerve down. So don't take my word. Don't take my advice, because if you want a good, strong relationship, maybe you want to leave that shot alone, but maybe you want to bring your significant other along with you
maybe
while
you,
doing
maybe
that.
Maybe you do, yeah.
That's right. So there's something else I want to talk to you about, Jay.
Okay.
It's been told to me that I've been accused of a lot of things in my life, but when I drink alcohol, I've been accused of being an alcoholic.
You have?
I have.
By who?
Well, my wife, for one. She thinks I'm an alcoholic. I have one drink. And I told her, I said, honey, there's no way by having a drink of alcohol you become an alcoholic. And then she goes, what do you mean? I said, because alcoholics, they go to meetings. I'm not going to a meeting when I drink.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not going to a meeting.
Yeah, no.
Right? I'm not. So I said, I beg to differ, honey, and I don't think that I'm an alcoholic. I think that I'm a drunk. I think I'm a drunk. She says,
is there a difference?
Yeah, it is. She goes, what do you mean by that? I said, well, if I'm going out to drink and I'm not going to a meeting, I can't be an alcoholic. So I got to be a drunk because I'm headed out to a party, Jay. So
okay,
yeah. So that's kind of my rant. That's kind of my Moose Lounge, and
is that all you got?
That's, you know what? I'm gonna save some more for later. I got some more on the show.
Okay,
but thanks for letting me spill my dad jokes.
Hey, did you go see the new Barbie movie?
No,
you didn't go see that.
No,
why not?
I heard it was the hottest movie out. I heard it was, but I'm not a Ken.
Did you see any of the new movies out this week?
I have not. No, no.
Did you go see Mission Impossible?
No, I did not.
I love Mission Impossible. I love Tom Cruise. I'm a Tom Cruise. It's somebody I like. I like. And so my top five.
Oh, wait a minute. You can't go to top five, because thinking about movies and thinking about all these things, I also have one more I want to tell you about.
Okay. Before my top five?
No, it's not your top five. Have you ever sat and wondered about why Alcoholics Anonymous is called Alcoholics Anonymous?
I don't know that.
Have you ever wondered about
no.
that? No. It truly
never
can't
crossed
be.
My mind.
You know why I can't be anonymous?
Why?
Because the very first thing you do is you go into the room and you're sitting around a bunch of people and you go, hello, my name is Moose. That cannot be anonymous.
That cannot be anonymous. That's good. That's good. Okay, so you haven't seen the Barbie movie.
I haven't seen the Barbie movie.
And you didn't see Mission Impossible.
I have.
I'm a huge man crush on Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you my top five Tom Cruise movie characters.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, here they are. I'm going to go fast.
Okay.
Number five from the movie The Firm, Mitch McDeer. The Firm is a John Grisham movie.
Yeah.
I love that. He plays a lawyer in that movie. Great acting. One of Tom's best movies to date. Number four, Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire, yeah.
Love Jerry Maguire. Show me the money. Great line. Cuba Gooding Jr.'s in that. Number three, Tom Cruise movie character, is Ethan Hunt. That's from the Mission Impossible series. Number two, I know you've seen this one.
Maybe.
It's from the movie A Few Good Men. My number two Tom Cruise movie character is Daniel Caffey.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen
love
that.
Yeah, you can't handle the truth.
You can't handle the truth,
one,
Jay.
My number one Tom Cruise movie character, obviously, this is hands down, nobody can argue with me on this one.
Don't say Top Gun.
Pete Mitchell, Top Gun. Number one.
Yeah, hands down.
Right?
Probably, yeah, best
Number
movie.
One. So you got Mitch McDeer, Jerry Maguire, Ethan Hunt, Daniel Caffey, Pete Mitchell.
Absolutely. No,
that's my top five.
Yeah, that's good.
Characters.
Tom Cruise. I think it's, that's good movies, Jay. Good actor, and that's great.
He is great.
Yeah, he's great, yeah.
Good looking.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You know who else is good looking?
Speaking of good looking.
Our guest
speaking
tonight,
of good looking.
We have a guest with us tonight that we are so excited about. Would you please welcome to the catwalk? This is Peyton Harrington.
Hey, welcome. Welcome, Peyton.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Yeah. What's up, Peyton? Welcome.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, thanks for having me. This is my first podcast, so
yeah,
I'm honored to be here with
you
guys.
You got a fan crew.
That's
out
awesome.
Here.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Some people came to watch. This
That's
is awesome.
Awesome. That's great.
You have a great gathering, and I like your hair, man.
Yeah.
What do you think? Who's your favorite Tom Cruise movie character? Did I get it right?
I think you got it right. I think you're dead on, yeah, with all
dead
those.
Dead on, yeah. Are you a big Tom
Top
Cruise
Gun,
fan?
Yeah, absolutely.
Top Gun.
Top Gun, yeah, I think takes the cake for sure.
Well, hey, a lot of our listeners and viewers and people in the room may not know who you are, so take just a moment, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from.
Yeah. So my name's Peyton Harrington. I grew up here in Midland, Texas, just a couple blocks away. Went to Trinity, which is just right down the road, and then ended up graduating from the University of Texas a couple years ago, back in 2020. We've got two great parents that are still here. Laura, who is a teacher at Trinity. My dad, Ron, who worked at Caterpillar. And then my brother and his wife are in the crowd. My brother, Brantley.
Hey, how y'all doing over there? They're hiding out in the corner, Peyton.
Yeah, hiding out in the corner. My brother, Brantley, works at Conoco, and his wife, Katie, is a labor and delivery nurse, or midwife.
Awesome.
At the birthing center.
Awesome.
So happy to have them here. Yeah,
perfect. You graduated from UT Austin in the middle of COVID?
In the middle of COVID, yeah, so 2020. So my last semester got cut short, which wasn't the worst thing, but, you know, it would have been nice to finish it out. Made it so close.
I was going to say, you had to do it all online, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. So you're from Midland, you're from Trinity. Got any Trinity people in the house right now? Any Trinity?
I think we've got a few Trinity people. Yeah, we got some Trinity alums.
We got some alums over there.
We have UT Austin. We have any Longhorns.
Yeah, we got some Longhorns too.
Oh,
there we go.
Got some Hook'em Horns in the house. That's
I'm a Red Raider, so I don't know if I can really continue this conversation.
I don't think my alma mater's in the house. I'm pretty sure it's not.
Hey, so Peyton, before we kind of dive into what you're doing here in Midland, I want to remind everybody we got some silent auction going on back here at the front of the room. All proceeds go to Backyard Midland. We got some raffles going on. They're $5 each. Check with Ashton or Ryan or anybody that works here at Hoop and Barrel. They'll get you set up on that. We want to raise some money for Backyard Midland. So let's know a little bit about you. So tell us about, you have a business here in Midland.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I moved back here about 10 months ago from Austin, and my brother Brantley and a good friend Thomas Beal and I started a company here called Wallaby White Glove. And so basically what we do is we're a furniture receiver, and what that means is we work primarily with interior designers and homeowners who are redecorating a space or renovating a room, and they're in the ordering process. Mm-hmm. So whenever you order these large items, you either need a place to send them that is capable of receiving a larger item, or you never know when they're going to show up, because it could be a month, or it could be 6 months, or it could be, you know, a couple weeks. And so our job is to take the headache away of waiting for these things to arrive, and then whenever they do arrive, we hope to make it as easy as possible to get them where you want them to be and as safe as possible. It's been a great journey. We've designed a whole software system and an app. So when the item shows up, we inventory it, inspect it, take photos, and you as the client are able to see your items and know what condition they're in. And we have a good time doing it. It's been an awesome experience so far.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Who out of the group that you mentioned came up with the idea and the name?
I guess I kind of spearheaded it.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Is it really his idea? No one's paying attention to you right now.
No one wants to know that.
They've got food right now.
They have drinks. They have drinks and tapas, yeah. And we're nobody.
Yeah, they're
right
having
now.
A good time.
So why the name? Tell us about the name.
Yeah, the name. So Wallaby. I loved the idea of branding it around an animal, especially something that cares for items so well. It's like a wallaby carries around its. It's young, and the idea is that we carry your items with that same amount of care.
That's awesome.
And I also spent some time in Australia and got to meet some of these creatures. So it was a pretty cool experience.
When were you in Australia?
Yeah. When I was back in the band I was in, Dayglo, which I think we'll talk about in a second.
Yeah.
We did a short tour down there. So.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's really cool. I mean, being able
to see a wallaby down in down under. I mean, expand on that. How was that? What was that like?
Oh man! I mean, I want to say Australia was one of my favorite places I've been. I was there for a very short time. I was just meeting up with some people there. I was there for 4 days, and really the travel time took just about as long as my time there. But
I can imagine.
People
are
beautiful. They're super nice. The landscape's beautiful and. Definitely a place that I would recommend and am hurting to go back to.
Did you ever were you able to do any snorkeling or diving while you were down there?
We didn't get to do too much other than, you know, play some shows and drive around and just see the landscape. But
yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah.
So starting this new business, what's been the most rewarding part of it, and then maybe what's been something that's been a letdown or disappointing, a struggle?
Yeah, I think the most rewarding thing about starting this business has just been able to put in work and see the direct result of the things you're doing, especially when it's affecting your community and you're providing a service to your community that they didn't have before. So it's been cool to see all the feedback, all the positive feedback from our clients so far, and just hearing how we've made their lives just that little bit easier. And so I think that's been the biggest takeaway so far, and probably the most rewarding part. As far as struggles, this is my first business I've started, and there's just a lot of things that I had no idea how to do or what to do beforehand. So just all the paperwork and all, getting insured, making sure all the boxes are checked, has definitely been a bit of a headache. But in the end, that's another thing that's been so rewarding, is seeing that we are progressing and I am learning along with the guys, and it's been really fun.
Awesome. Do you have one specific person, you, your brother, another partner, that's kind of the leader of the whole thing that calls the shots, or is it?
Yeah, we all kind of have our own individual roles. As far as kind of the day-to-day, I'm probably in charge of most of that. Thomas Beal, who I mentioned earlier, is such a hard worker, and he's been doing a great job of making sure all the items are taken care of the best they can be and stored properly and make it onto the truck. My brother Brantley is like a technical genius at this point, it seems like to me. So he's been doing all of our website and app, and he's been doing a great job with all of that. So we all kind of have our roles.
That's awesome. So is Thomas Beal here tonight? Is Thomas here with you tonight?
Thomas is not here. He's actually at the warehouse.
He's working.
Actually, he's working.
Somebody has to work.
He's doing what I should be doing.
Someone has to do the work, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
That's good. That's awesome.
What did you get your degree in at UT?
At UT, I got a corporate communications degree and a business minor. So I had no idea leaving Midland what I wanted to do. I was just, in the same boat as a lot of high school kids are.
Yeah.
But I knew I wanted to get to Austin. I knew that was a place that I felt like had a lot of opportunity for me, and ended up going into the communication school there and meeting some lifelong friends and just learning general skills that I feel like could set me up for whatever direction I did decide to go. And I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So people that are watching, listening, learning about your business now, what's one thing you want them to take away? What's one thing you want the business to be known for?
Well, there's a few things, but I'd say the main thing is that we want to provide just that extra level of care. Hmm. Growing up in Midland, definitely things surrounding the oil business are prioritized, and I feel like that sometimes people are able to feel that. We lack sometimes things in the service industry that differentiates us from bigger cities. And we want to, just be able to let people know that, they're able to use us and that they're going to be taken care of. And also that, we do care about our community. Everybody that's working in this is from here, and we all want to make a difference here. And so we hope that philanthropy is going to continue to be a big part of what we do. And
that's awesome.
Doing things like what we're doing tonight with Backyard Midland, we hope is the first of many opportunities we get to help our community.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
that's awesome. And you hit on something about philanthropy, and you hit on something about wanting to give back to community. But then you also talked about it sounds to me like you want to be more of a customer service type personnel. You want to hold it near and dear to your heart, something that you believe in. So kind of expand on that. What is your philosophy around providing that level of customer service that you don't see a lot these days?
Yeah, I mean, so living in Austin for the past 6 years or so, I think there's just a standard there that, not to say Midland doesn't have that, but it's definitely not as common. And I've always just been a big believer of, if you're going to do something, you should do it the best you can. And there's obviously wiggle room in there, and there's a learning process. Yeah. But I just think it's so important that Midland has the same quality of service that these other cities do, and that if you can, you know, take care of your own community and serve your own community, that's the place you should start. Yeah. Ultimately, we're hoping to expand this and move it to other cities, but Midland will always be our primary goal.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's great.
That's good.
That's very, very, very good to hear from a young entrepreneur, for
especially,
sure.
Yeah, young, yeah, that's coming up and wanting to build a tradition and legacy from that. Now, you mentioned something a little bit earlier about a band. You were in a band at some point.
Yeah, I was.
Tell us the name of this band, a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I was in a band called Dayglow.
Anybody here know of Dayglow? Yeah.
Anybody ever heard of Dayglow? Yeah.
Any Dayglow fans?
Yeah. Okay. All right, there you go.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, so I guess I'll kind of rewind a bit and start how it kind of all started, just my music career in general. Going to Trinity, a school like that, they allow you to do so many incredible things where you get to expand on your interest. And I started playing violin when I was 4 or so. Realized I didn't really love it so much. So I went to piano and was taking lessons. Realized I hate taking lessons, or just didn't learn well from them. And so I started teaching myself guitar. And I definitely grew up in the era of John Mayer and Ed Sheeran and all these, you know, these people. And YouTube was just now becoming a super useful tool. And so I set out to learn every song by those two artists that I could, however cliche that is. But so I started learning those songs. And about that time, there was a talent show that was happening at Trinity called Coffee House that we'd have once every other month or 2 months or so. And two of my best friends, Joey Vetter and Lewis Grimes, from Midland, had started a band called Airplane Mode. And they asked me to join as the bassist. And the only thing I knew about bass was that the first four strings were, you know, the four strings on the bass were the first four on the guitar. So surely I can play this thing.
Yeah.
And we recorded some albums. We'd go off during lunch in the band hall and record, and we'd go to Joey's house after school and record. And we never had any expectation from it, but it just turned into something we loved to do. And soon enough, we all graduate high school. We end up in Austin, Airplane Mode, which had then become AP Mode, a story that involves Barry Bond's son, which is a he's starting a rap group called Airplane Mode. So our name got booted to AP Mode. And we're playing around town, places like Swan Dive and the Love Goat, you know, places just around Austin.
Yeah.
And I had joined some other bands as well. And about that time, I'd become friends with this guy, Sloan Struble. And we just got along on so many different levels, pretty much completely outside of music. We just had a lot of similar interests. And one night, he asked me to join him and his band. It was kind of fresh. They had done a few shows. They'd gone on a small tour to play a show in Ithaca, New York at Cornell University, which to me, that was...
That's cute.
That's
a home
huge.
Run. Yeah, it was it was such a cool request. And so I did that. Long story short, he ended up asking me to become the bassist because they were switching around personnel. And from there, I was in the band for 2.5 years or 3 years. And just recently got out and moved back here full time.
And I have the...
That's awesome.
We have an album from the band. You're going to sign this after the show. We're going to auction this off.
Yeah.
All proceeds are going to go to Backyard Midland. So if you're big into vinyl, you're big into a classic music, not classical music, but what would the style be? Is it indie?
Alternative rock, indie pop.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're going to sign this, and then we'll auction that off.
Yeah.
We even have a cassette. Jay, do you remember what those are?
You know what? Do you even have a record player, Jay?
I do.
I mean, you're old enough to know what a record player is.
Dude, I have a record player, 8-track. I got it all.
You have an 8-track?
I used to.
Hmm.
So
you're still in your car?
Not in my car. So who would you say, growing up musically, that you heard and you would say, listening to them made me fall in love with music?
Yeah, well, so I grew up here, and like I said, nobody in my family really was too big into music, no matter, you know, which direction you look. So I grew up listening to a lot of, you know, Kix 99 and B93 and all the radio stations here. And so I grew up on older country because those were the CDs we had around the house. But I really don't feel like I had an experience where I realized I wanted to do music at a bigger scale until I went to a Kings of Leon concert my freshman year of college over a long weekend with a friend, Davis Beasley. We both snuck into the pit, which is like front row. And it was just such a great experience. It was a super emotional experience in the weirdest way I'd ever experienced. But realized that I just wanted to pursue music more than I had been. And that way, I guess I could say Kings of Leon was
that jump start.
So being That's in awesome. In the band Dayglo for a couple years, where's the... You mentioned Australia. You toured there. Where's that one venue, that one city, that one place that you would say, man, that was awesome. I would love to play that again.
Yeah. Well, we got to go to so many great places and meet so many cool people. But I would say the one that really stuck out to me was Mexico City. Mm. We played a festival down there. It was just over the course of 4 days. It was called Corona Capital. And my brother and his wife and a bunch of their friends got to come. And I was missing one of my closest friends' weddings. So it was already kind of a sacrifice. I was already having like a hard time feeling like it was where I was supposed to be. But the fact my brother and all of his friends and his wife was there just made me feel like it was I was at home still. And we played this festival, and a few of the other acts had gotten canceled. And we're playing at night. And it starts raining. And in these other countries, they all have these different ways that they chant and cheer you on. And so it's almost like soccer chants or like, ole, 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 like stuff like that. And the rain was coming down, and I'm looking out, and I can see my brother and all of his friends at the front of house. And it was just such a beautiful experience and one that I'll remember forever, hopefully.
Yeah, that's... All right, that's definitely a lasting memory for sure, man. Thank you for sharing that, Peyton. Yeah.
I want to hear your answer on this one too, Moose. But Peyton, who and let's not throw anybody under the bus, obviously. But who do you think is the most overrated or underrated band out there today? Let's say underrated.
Ooh,
who's the most underrated?
That's not a good question.
Okay, so
it's a great question.
I mean, I feel like there's a thousand. Anybody could have their own individual answer to this, but. A band that I think is underrated, which probably, he's gotten a lot more exposure lately, but I grew up on him, is just Keith Whitley. I love Keith Whitley. Wow. I love old country. But recently I've discovered a band called Mopache. I think that's how you say it. They're out of San Diego. There's some young guys, and I just love their dynamic and their style of music. So check them out if you...
Say the name again.
It's called Mopache.
Mopache.
Yeah.
Okay, Moose.
I think it's Mapache.
I'm not going to even attempt to do that. I don't think that's fair.
underrated. I like
everybody's opinion's valid.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Colony House.
I'll tell you, Colony House.
Yeah. I love that
answer.
I'll tell you a band that I got to meet on the side of the road, and it was pretty cool. Their bus broke down. I don't really listen to their style of music. But they're the Islanders. Have you ever heard of the Islanders?
I don't know if I have, no.
So they're actually a South Carolina band. They were born and raised in South Carolina, and just having to meet them, and we were in Brady, Texas, and they were shopping, went to a barbecue place, and they're like, these are awesome. And I knew someone wasn't quite right, and they were trying on these hats and looking at the swag, and they're like, we're waiting for our bus to get fixed. And I was like, I kept thinking, I bet these guys are in a band. So you know me. I walk up and say, hey, man. I said, are you guys in a band by chance? I said, oh, yeah, man, we're the Islanders. It's like, so what are you doing down here in Brady, Texas? Our bus broke down, and I said, well, good luck getting that fixed.
Yeah,
Brady, I paid for the meal, and I went on my way, and because they weren't going to get that bus fixed in Brady, Texas. And so I feel bad. But I did start listening to their music some. Once again, it's not my style of music, but they're pretty underrated, and I think they're just getting to know them just for that brief 30 minutes. It's, pretty cool.
Wow.
They have a good heart about what they're trying to accomplish, and kind of sound like what you were doing with Dayglo. They're following this dream. They're just starting out, and they've got some great tracks out, and they're doing pretty good for themselves.
That's awesome. Hey Peyton, can you stay around for another minute or two?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Is it game time, Jay?
It's game time.
And now Every Neighbor presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
All right, so this is Why Today Doesn't Suck. Today is July the 27th. It is the 218th day of the year. And I've always thought, why today doesn't suck, right? We always have somebody's birthday on. We always celebrate world events. Let's just celebrate the fact that we are here with somebody of like Peyton Harrington, who has played in Australia. He's been in a band before. He's
absolutely
back home starting his business. He's been to the University of Texas, which we all have issues with that.
I don't have an issue with it, Jay.
We can overlook that. But let's just celebrate, and why don't we let Peyton pick somebody out of the audience, maybe one of his friends, and let's play a little game.
Yeah,
can we do that? Peyton, you want to pick somebody to come join us on the couch?
Yeah, how about this guy?
How about this guy? Yeah,
let's phone this guy.
No, let's phone a friend.
This guy, whoever, sit on the sofa. Whoever this guy is.
Come join us, and let's
we're going to play a little game.
You bet. Stand right here.
All right. All right, swing that mic over. What's your name, sir?
Here,
tell us your name and your social security number.
My name is Hayden Baldrick. My social security number is ************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************
And you're going to play against Peyton. We're going to see who's the smartest of the two.
Oh, man.
So Hoop and Barrel is where we sit right now on Wadley. It's a great bar with tapas, cocktails. We've had a great time. But I'm going to give you
And you forgot beautiful people.
Beautiful people, Jay. All right, I'm going to give you four locations, okay? Don't use your phone. Hopefully you didn't bring your phone. Don't get help from the crowd. But I'm going to give you four locations, and I want you to put them in order from the furthest to the closest to this bar. So, like, if I gave you the airport, the mall, you would put those, like, okay, the mall is probably closer, the airport's probably far. Put these four in order. If you get them right, you win. For bonus points, if you can guess the actual mileage, you win. Okay, tell me your name again.
Hayden.
Yeah. Hayden's going to go first, then Peyton, but I'm going to give you all four. Okay, here we go. Bush Tennis Center, The Tailgate, Midland Horseshoe, Centennial Park. Bush Tennis Center, The Tailgate, Midland Horseshoe, Centennial Park. Think about that for just a second, and you're going to put them in order from the furthest to the closest. Moose, you play tennis? While y'all are doing that, I'm going to ask Moose a question. You play tennis?
I do play tennis, yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Are you very good?
No, I'm not very good at all.
Do you ever go to the Horseshoe and play horseshoes?
I have.
Yeah?
Yeah. And badminton as well. Over at the Horseshoe.
Badminton?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I have been at the Horseshoe and rode a bull out to the Horseshoe.
Have you? Are you guys ready?
Ready.
You got to figure it out?
Hayden, put them in order.
All right. I'm going to go furthest is the Horseshoe.
Okay.
Followed by Bush, then Centennial, and closest the Tailgate.
That is incorrect.
Mm. Oh.
That is incorrect.
Ask Sarah.
I mean, Siri.
I'm going to go.
You were close on a few of those, but. Furthest to the closest to
here. I'm going to do Horseshoe, Centennial, Bush, Tailgate.
That is incorrect.
Oh my God.
All right, I'm going to give you. Here they are. We'll play it again. Okay, we'll play it again. So here it is. The Tailgate, 5.1 miles. Then the Horseshoe, Centennial, and then Bush Tennis Center is the closest. It's 3.6 miles from here.
It is?
Yes. Isn't that amazing?
Why don't you take off walking and see how long it takes you to get there?
We'll take walking as soon as the show's over. Okay, here's a new four. You ready?
Okay, we got another four. You can redeem yourself, Hayden. Okay.
Far West Coffee, Momentum Ballpark, Green Tree Country Club, or Midland College? Far West Coffee, Momentum Ballpark, Green Tree Country Club, Midland College. Furthest to closest. Moose, you been to the ballpark lately?
I didn't get to go to the ballpark the other night. We had family night for Performance Chemical. We had about 130 people that joined us. It was great, but I wasn't able to attend that. But
that was great.
It was good. It was a good event.
And while these guys are figuring this out, I want to remind you we've got the auction going on up here at the front.
That's right.
Silent auction. We've also got $5 to buy a ticket for raffle. We've got some great items up here from Cork and Pig, from Buff City. We've got a bag up here from Marta. We got some great stuff up here. Okay, you guys ready?
I feel the heat over here. I got these brains turning. I feel the heat over here.
I think they got it. Okay, Peyton, furthest to closest.
Let's go, Peyton.
Okay, furthest, I'm going to say ballpark. And then Green Tree. And then what was it? It was Far West and...
Far West and Midland College is what you have left.
Okay, then I'm going to do... Far West and then Midland College.
So you got ballpark, country club, Far West, Midland College. It's correct.
Oh,
dead on accurate.
Is that what you were gonna
say?
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly what Hayden's gonna say. Okay.
Yeah, that's
so
awesome.
The ballpark is 5 miles away. Midland College is 1.6.
You're not supposed to ask them that. They're supposed to give you bonus points.
Oh, they're supposed to get bonus points. Okay.
You can't tell him anything, guys. Okay. Sorry.
So. When we're done, over there in the corner, we got some shirts for both of you. We just need your sizes. So thank you, Hayden, for playing. Appreciate it. You can go down and have a seat. Thanks for having me on. That was awesome. Let's give Hayden a big round of applause.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Hayden, for playing. Thank you so much. Yeah. Awesome.
All right, one more thing I want to ask you is we've got some food here in front of us. We want to taste these. What are those? Do we know those are Mexican cigars?
Oh, these are Mexican cigars? I'm getting a nod saying yes,
so
they are.
Go ahead and take one of those, pass it around.
Awesome.
And again, want to remind you that we've got the album from Dayglow here. This is probably the second album you guys did. Is that right?
Yeah.
Album?
Harmony House, yeah.
All right. It's okay to talk with your mouth full, too. So we're going to have you sign this and then auction that off. So go ahead and taste that. I don't know what a Mexican cigar
is. Let's taste this Mexican cigar and see what it tastes like. Oh, I can't even say that. Mexican cigar.
That's pretty good.
Wow. Yeah. That's some good flavor right there.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good right there.
It's like I know this is on TikTok right now, but you say, hey, that's fire right there.
That's fire.
That's fire, right?
Yeah. That's gas, yeah.
That's gas, man.
That's like a high quality taquito.
That's definitely a nine out of ten right there.
That's awesome. So Peyton, one last question before you go. What are you doing currently to make yourself a better leader? What are you reading, listening to? Who do you follow? Who's in your ear? Those kind of things.
Yeah. I mean, I think one of the best things about moving back to Midland and being here is, I've touched on this before, but it's the community.
Yeah.
And everybody here is trying to help each other, it seems like. So it's been such a great resource for me to be able to go out and get lunch with older guys, and they just have like my best interest, and they're never trying to lead me astray, and so many great role models to look up to. So I would say that's for sure my number one. Also having an older brother who's kind of lived it and done it a little bit more than I have to bounce ideas off of. And it's such a cool place, because in no other city do I feel like we're as connected as we are here. And I think that's what makes Midland such a cool place to live as a young guy.
That's awesome.
I do appreciate that. Yeah, that's great.
And the main reason why we wanted to be here tonight was to hear from you, to introduce you to Midland, reintroduce you to people that may not know who you are, but also to raise money for Backyard Midland, which is a great organization that takes care of the homeless. And you guys have donated $1,000 to Backyard Midland. Can we give a hand to Peyton and his group of giving $1,000 to Backyard
Absolutely.
Midland?
Absolutely. Yeah.
We appreciate that.
Absolutely.
So much. Thank you so much for being here. And we're going to put on the show notes when everything posts, we're going to put a little bit about your business, how people can get a hold of you, and all that. So thank you so much. Can we give a big round of applause for Peyton Harrington?
Yes. Thank you so much, Peyton.
Thank you guys for being here. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate that.
Pleasure.
So, Moose, you know what today is? Today is the National Scotch Day. Did you know that?
Oh, yes. Scotch. Is that from overseas by chance?
I don't know.
Scotland?
Do you have any facts on scotch? I mean, we are in a bar.
It tastes good. It's a nice social drink.
Do you have scotch with you?
No.
You don't?
No. I'm not allowed to drink and drive, Jay. Can't do it.
Well, you know, I guess I misread Scotch, National Scotch Day.
You did?
Yeah, because to me, Scotch is a very important part of our life. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, it is. Well, I don't know if it's important or not.
Scotch is important for birthdays, for Christmas, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I brought my Scotch with me.
You did? You're a drinker.
It's National Scotch Day.
Okay.
So while you're drinking Scotch, I'm going to Scotch tape things together because that's what I thought National Scotch Day was.
That's a good one. You know what? You could probably start by taping your mouth shut.
It could
Scotch it shut.
It could do that. Well,
Scotch it.
Somewhere in our building is the executive director of Backyard Midland, and we are going to welcome Carl for just a few minutes to the couch.
Hey,
but I want to remind you one more time.
Yes. Remind our audience.
All of the items that we have for auction. And when we're done, we go off air, we're going to auction off a couple of things. But real quick, Carl Borowski has just sat down. Carl, welcome to the catwalk. We had you on a couple weeks ago. Pull that mic down so we can hear you.
Get the mic, Carl. Let's hear you. Let's hear you, brother.
Pull that down.
Right.
Real close.
Me? All right.
Give us that soothing voice.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Borowski. Thanks for having me.
You hey, like Carl, that? We came out and cooked hamburgers with you a couple weeks ago.
That's right.
What's the number that you guys have served food to people in the community so far?
So right now it's over 11,000, about to topple over to 12,000.
Wow.
Maybe
wow.
Today because I didn't get the numbers.
You didn't get the numbers.
But yesterday we were like 11,400 or something.
That's awesome.
Hey, yesterday we served one day 965 meals in one
That's
day.
Awesome. That's awesome.
965. And what is the length of time frame, Carl, on that? What's the time frame?
So the time frame is the summertime, which starts when kids get out of school until the week before they start school.
Wow.
So it's like a 9-week period.
Wow. Now, Backyard Midland, it works with our homeless in our community,
which is what we're raising
money for. You serve as executive director of Backyard Midland, and we're going to make sure that people find out how they can get a hold and support you.
Yeah.
They go to backyardmidland.com if they'd
That's
like to
correct.
Make a donation.
That's
or tonight
correct.
They can buy some of the auction items or a raffle ticket, and all those proceeds go to you. Tell us a little bit about the homeless in our community. I know when we had you on the show a couple weeks ago, you said Midland doesn't have a homeless problem.
Does.
But what is going on with the homeless in our community?
So, like I said, Midland doesn't have a homeless problem. The only problem it is, if you're homeless, that's definitely a problem. So, you know, like I said, if you've been to somewhere like Austin or Denver, or they have homeless problems. Like, we don't have, you know, we don't even have hundreds of homeless problems, you know, people. You know, I'm thinking, you know, we have around, 30 chronically homeless people, which means, like, the people that are, like, sleeping outside and under trees and in little villages and stuff we have about 30 that we see.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying, you know, there'll be other people that will have their number, but you're talking about somebody that has, you know, that goes out every weekend, probably pretty faithfully, you know, probably maybe I don't think I've missed probably, you know, maybe this year. And we see, you know, we see them. We probably name them. We see them. You know, we have a shower. We take that out. We take that out and give homeless people showers. So every weekend, every Saturday and Sunday, we go out and we prepare like 35 meals, and it's enough to cover everybody we find.
Wow.
So, and usually if there's somebody, like somebody spots a homeless person, you know, I hear about it. So
yeah,
that's Carl statistics, Carl stats, that, you know, it's not a problem. But the good news is, it's not so outrageous where, you know, like if you were in Austin, you wouldn't know what to do to help 1,000 people.
Yeah, yeah.
But you could figure out, we could figure out some kind of solution that would be good to help, you know, the people that we do have here.
Well, hopefully we can raise a little bit of money tonight to cover some of those expenses of food and water and clothing. and stuff. Give us one thing. How can people help, not just monetarily, but how can they help maybe going and serving with you on Saturday or
like
Sunday?
Like I said, we take people all the time with us on the weekend. But if there's somebody that wants, you know, like says, hey, I want to prepare 35 meals for us to take out on a Saturday or a Sunday, that would help us a lot, you know, because, you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, it doesn't have to be gourmet. You know, you're just talking about something, a meal that you would prepare for your family, a sandwiches, and that would help a lot. And if somebody wanted to, you know, like I said, we're tasked just to go out on the weekends. But, you know, a couple of our volunteers, they've been going out just about every day, filling coolers, taking water, you know, just something. Somebody sitting outside and baking to death, you know, you pull up on them with some cold water. I mean, that's
a difference.
Valuable.
Yeah,
that
makes a huge
it
difference.
Does make a big, absolutely. Big difference. So Anybody could, man, you know, we welcome people just to basically come see for themselves and, you know, make a meal. Of course, it's going to get cold. You know, we collect jackets and sleeping bags and that kind of thing. And usually, like October, we'll make an effort. And anybody gives money to Backyard Midland, you know, there's nobody that's on the payroll there. So it's all a volunteer organization.
That's great.
So basically, you know, we could, somebody gives that money, we could put it all towards the shower and the food and stuff and the materials that we buy.
Well, our That's guest awesome. Tonight, Peyton, and his group have given $1,000 to
All
Backyard
right.
Midland. So there's that check. Thank you, Carl, for everything right. that you do. I know you're going to hang around a little bit afterwards here. Maybe people want to donate and meet you and stuff. So thank you so much for what you do in our community,
yes,
and we appreciate you being here.
All right. I appreciate you guys. Keep
Thanks.
Doing the good work you guys are doing, too.
Appreciate
Perfect.
It.
Thank you.
Moose,
thank
you got
you.
Any
thank
last-minute
you.
Words?
Yeah, man, I do. You know, I'm still on my jokes, man. I'm on my dad joke rant, you know. But you didn't even notice anything about me, Jay.
Well,
have you noticed anything about me lately?
Did you get a haircut?
I got a haircut. But anything else did you notice lately?
I haven't.
Nothing?
No.
I am now on a whiskey diet, Jay. Whiskey diet. Anybody else out there on a whiskey diet?
Well, it's National Scotch Day. Is
yeah,
that
well, scotch is a sort of, it's a whiskey.
It's a type of whiskey.
Yeah. But you know what? I do believe it's working, Jay.
Why? How do you know?
I've already lost 3 days.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Hey, it's working. And my wife's That's coming good. Home tonight, so I hope I can get my act together before she gets home because it's going
to
be very, 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 very bad. But,
you should.
Hey, you noticed last week as well, you know, I was out on vacation last week, Jay.
Right. You were out of the country.
I was out of the country. I actually got to go to a little place called Carousel. You ever been to Carousel?
No.
It's
I've read Carousel.
Yeah, Carousel, merry-go-rounds.
Yeah.
You know, when you go on vacation, it's kind of fun to get away. But, you know, you have that couple. It's always that couple. They're out there, and their 50th anniversary, their 30th anniversary, their 50th or 55th anniversary or 65th anniversary. So my wife and I were out there, and we were at the poolside bar. We're getting us a little drink. And, of course, you know, we're day four. We're starting to get a little bit aggravated with one another's company. We've been happily married almost 30 years, but – she'd get a little bit testy, and we started talking at the bar, and this couple looks over there at me, and they're like, "You do know that love makes the world go round." And you know me,
no,
Jay. You know me. I thought for a moment. My eyes kind of rolled back in my head. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, yeah, it could be true. It could be true. I said, but if you drink whiskey, it'll make it go twice as fast.
So, it will go twice.
Yeah,
as fast.
Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
You know, of course, my wife's like, "Come on, you get out of here. Let's go." We weren't even arguing. It's like, "What do you want for dinner?" type deal, right?
Yeah.
You want pizza? You want lasagna? You want Rosa's? You want whatever? I'm like, I want a daiquiri. It's real simple. I just want a daiquiri. I want to be able to cool down because it's hot, and I want to get back into the water. So it's all good, but. You know, it's been great to have the people here at Hoop and Barrel support us tonight. It's been great to have Carl with Backyard Midland come out. It's been great to have Peyton come out here as well. All these people, the sponsor, to come through here and help us out. But it, But I also would like to tell you one last thing, Jay.
Okay.
One last thing. So just so last week, week before last, and I think Carl may appreciate this. I was walking through the park, and this man approached me. And of course, I'm walking through exercise, trying to lose weight and trying to stay fit, trying to do all the right things, right? Drinking my whiskey diet, losing 3 days of my life, trying to do all these things. And I walk through the park, and this bum walks up to me, and he says, "Hey, you got $20?" And it startled me for a minute, and I'm thinking, "Yeah, I've got the $20." And I looked at him, and I said, "What are you going to do with that money? Are you going to gamble that money away?" He says, "No." I said, "Are you going to drink with that money?" He goes, "No." And I'm puzzled, thinking, man, what is this man wanting to do with it? So I stopped for a moment, and now we served with Backyard Midland, and we've done some things in our lives, and it hit me, and I could not control myself. And I said, "Would you mind coming home with me?" And he goes, "What do you mean?" He said, "I want to show my wife what it looks like for a man not to gamble and drink."
Did you take him home?
I took him home. And my wife was not amused. I mean, to say, we fed the man. We blessed that man with a meal. We washed his clothes. As a matter of fact, we gave that man a shower at our home.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, it was
that's awesome.
It was something. He got a good laugh at that. And you know what? It was a really good deal. So, yeah.
Well, again, thank you so much to Ryan, Ashton, Peyton, Carl, everybody that's here, Hoop and Barrel, our entire crowd that's been here tonight. Thank you so much. As we always say, don't be sad it's over. Just be glad it happened. See you guys next week.
That's right. Thank you so much.
To connect with the guys or subscribe to the weekly Flowline, send us an email at media@perf-chem.com. Every Neighbor is the bridge to supporting community engagement between business and nonprofits. Every Neighbor is here to simplify the pathways to connection in our community. Connect with us at everyneighbor.com.